Just one halakha in the laws of Borer. The Menuchat Ahava and Chelek Bet, Perek Zayin, Halakha Yud, as a Hiddush. Let's say a person, he made a Isur, he was Borer Psolet, Metoch Ochel. You're not supposed to take the bad from the good. He did it. He took the bad from the good. Or he took the good from the bad, but with kavanah to eat it later on, which is also asur. So therefore he did a melacha on Shabbat in both cases, and therefore it's asur, according to the halacha, for him to benefit now from this isur, because he did an isur. He cannot benefit, nor can others benefit as well in the regular laws, that if a melacha was done on Shabbat, it's asur for the person, and it's asur for others. Hacham Avadya writes that in this case over here, he wanted to say it could be it's mutar, the food. Shekeman shei yachol lebarero beheter, lo ahanu ma'asav legabei ha'ochel. Hakam Avadya wants to say that over here could be it's different, but normally we say you cannot benefit from something that's asur. For example, somebody cooks something on Shabbat, so you cannot benefit from the cooked food. But here, since you could have eaten this food beheter, you could have taken the ochel from the psolet. You could have done it the right way. So then, since you had a legal way to do it, so Hakam Avadya wants to say in the Biatren that can be okay. And then he says, "Ve'od shlo nishtene gufa ochel." And another reason why it's room to be lenient over, because you didn't change the actual food itself by cooking. You changed the food from raw to cooked. Here, the food remains the same. Nothing changes in the actual food itself. Anyway, Hakam Avadya concludes on this: Shal kol barim b'shogeg yesh latid b'di'avad. That if somebody made the borer b'shogeg by mistake, or he didn't know, it'll be permissible to benefit from this item. Which means the guy was borer psolet mitoch ochel. Now you want to come and eat it. So you can come along and eat it. He made a isur in the food. Doesn't matter. He did it b'shogeg. Hakam Avadya is matir lebo bayom. But the Menuchat Ahava gives a different solution. That even if the guy did it b'mezid, the guy went, he took ochel, he took psolet, he took psolet, ochel. In the case where it's asur b'mezid, he don't care. Normally, he cannot benefit. So he says, take the food, mix it up again. Mix the food up again and do it beheter. As long as you do it beheter, it's okay. Some will argue and say, no, once the food becomes asur, it's asur. Even mixing it up is not going to undo it. But when Menuchat Ahava brings poskim that come along and say that would be okay. So the ma'aseh, if somebody did isur in borer, if he did it b'shogeg, you can benefit bo bayom, no problem. And even if he did the borer b'mezid, it'll be permissible to benefit. How? Not the way it is, but to take the food stuff, mix it up together again, and then make it heter and eat it. And that's what he says over here. The gam lechetchila yachol la'azor v'la'arevam yachad v'litol la'ochel mitok ha'psolet v'apapish ha'isur sha'asa kodem eino netkan. Even though by mixing you didn't fix the isur was done, but at least it fixes the food to make it permissible to eat.